You are listening to the Grow Great Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. This is episode 338, making your systems employee and customer friendly. Oklahoma Sooners head football coach Lincoln Riley, he has a reputation as a quarterback whisperer. His two previous QBs were, well, Heisman Trophy winners. So, hello, there's proof. Now, part of his claim to fame is the ability to simplify the position. He installs game plans and plays that quarterbacks can more easily execute. Doesn't mean that his system is simple, but it means that he simplifies it for this key position on a football team. And, well, it's what he should do as a head coach. Put players in the best position possible so they can succeed. What about you? As a business owner, as an entrepreneur, what are you doing? Are you making your systems easy for customers and employees? Are they simple? Are they easy? Are they straightforward? Those are appealing to customers, and they are also appealing to employees. It creates an atmosphere where sustainable success can more easily be repeated. Predictable. That's what customers want, provided that we can predict something that's great, we can deliver something that's great. That's what you want too. So many companies get skewered by their customer base for frequent and aggressive price hikes, or for nickel and diming customers, or for making the experience awful for customers and likely for employees too. Lots and lots of businesses are out of touch with how their employees and customers feel. Many don't care because profits, short-term profits, come first. That's fine. That's how you want to operate. It's free country. You can do that. You can operate like that. It's not the ideal long-term play, but you can do it any way that you want. Or you can build a culture that will sustain high performance year after year, grow year after year. That means you put people ahead of profits, employees and customers, in that order, for good reason. Employees deliver the experience to the customers. Create an atmosphere where employees are miserable and you will fail at making the experience for customers much better. Operations get clogged. They just get clogged up over time, and they get clogged up with just a bunch of nonsense. And it's not unusual for the clog to be prompted by the owner or top leadership, and it's usually a control issue. It's not unusual for the clog to be the result of some quirky reaction to a single act of idiocy. I can't tell you how many times this has happened over the course of my career, and I've seen it over and over and over again. For example, a business owner discovers one person who has figured out how to take unfair advantage of some promotion that is working insanely well otherwise, and armed with this single instance of a violation, cancels the whole program. The whole entire promotion, it gesfinkto. Because we got this one person who's figured out a way to abuse it, proving true the phrase, cutting off your nose to spite your face. Friction. This is really what we're talking about. Friction in these instances is not your friend. Customers hate it. Enough of it and they will leave you. Ditto for employees. Put enough friction in front of your employees, preventing them from achieving their personal goals, they're going to leave you too. Here's the secret. Think like an employee. Think like a customer. Stop thinking like a business owner. It's counterintuitive, but it works. And it is the only way that you're going to get your systems right. Take a look at this is an area that just baffles me. Casual dining. Look at the casual dining landscape as proof. And I could name names, but you would know. So just think of this landscape, casual dining. This could include fast food. It can include stuff that's even a little bit fancier than what we typically think of as fast food. Casual dining. The superstars have good food that is consistently predictable. It's always good, but they have something more. They're also predictably fast and clean, and they go out of their way to soar above the competition. They are not marginally better. than everybody else. They are vastly better than everybody else. The atmosphere is inviting. The staff is always helpful. The service is always spot on. And so you continue to go back over and over and over again. And guess what? These places continue to have the very best employees. Everybody involved is proud to be part of it, either providing the service or the food or providing the purchase to keep the place going. Because as customers, we love them. Have you ever gone to a casual dining establishment and thought, or maybe said out loud like I do sometimes, you know, they're doing business in spite of themselves? I mean, I've said it. Well, I've said it until eventually I just refused to go back. Find the friction in your business. In the casual dining landscape, it can be something, well, the friction could be it's an inordinately long wait before you can even get seated. And I'm not talking about a big crowd. They just never seem to be staffed. It could be you place an order and the time that it takes to get the food is a ridiculously long wait. These are points of friction. So that you know, it's time for brutally honest candor. There's no other way around it. I'm going to give you two suggestions. Number one, huddle with your employees. Do this one-on-one, do this in groups. Figure out the best way to get to the truth. Do it in as many ways as you can. I'm not saying do it one-on-one or do it in groups. I'm saying do one-on-ones and meet with smaller groups. Here's the question. How can we become the best in class as a place to work? We want to be the best in class as a place to work. Now, you're afraid to ask, aren't you? Yeah, I know you are. Don't be. The truth will set you free. More importantly, it will set your employees free to become world class. Until you get that right, you're never going to get the customer part of the equation right. You have got to get this part right first. This is not about blindly accepting every suggestion that you hear. It's about listening. And I mean listening so that you understand. And it's about taking meaningful action to build a culture that promotes individual and team success. You know what Lincoln Riley does up at OU? And I'm a Sooner fan, so I'm kind of picking on them in a good way. He asks the quarterbacks, once they've learned the playbook and once they've done the practice, what are the plays that you feel the most confident about and why? Well, what's he doing? He's promoting a culture for individual and team success. And all you got to do is look at his record and you can tell it's working. It's largely working. Now, warning, do this only if you are serious about acting on it. If you're just doing this and thinking that this is going to be a Band-Aid and this is going to be some quick fix, then don't even bother because it's not going to work. You're only just going to make matters worse. Second of all, work out all the kinks that create friction for your customers. You're going to leverage the employees to help you do this. Here's the question. How can we become irresistible to our customers? So as you're meeting with your employees, here's the question. How can we become irresistible to our customers? Scrutinize every process, every system. I don't mean just a few. I mean every single one. Turn over everything that impacts customers. Gauge the friction on whatever scale that you would like. Me personally, I like really simple scales, like a 3-point scale. One would be the lowest friction possible. Well, okay, there could be zero, but zero would likely be you just open your doors and people can come in, they can just take whatever they want. Okay, well, we need some friction, right? I mean, it is friction to have to pay. But look at what's happened with all the payment stuff these days, you know, with Apple Pay and all of the ability to pay with your phone. We are trying to reduce the friction in every way possible with customers, and you want to do the same thing in your business. So on my scale, 1 would be the lowest friction possible. 2, the friction's moderate. 3, the friction's high. Now, we're going to identify every point of contact, and we're going to score them. And now we're going to single out those that score 3. Think of it as low-hanging fruit. These are the ones that need the most work, and they need it quickly. These are the highest points of friction. So bust these things down vigorously until you can drive them down to a one. And think about forming small teams to tackle these processes, because you're going to come up with some processes and some systems in your operation, and there's going to be a group of employees that really, this is kind of their thing. This is the service that they render. This is the touch point that where they are engaged with a customer. Well, who better to lean on than those people? So it's an ideal time to involve the employees who deliver that process to the customers. Let me give you a hint. Speed matters. Unless we're talking about a complete computer system overhaul, you should be able to reconstruct a process in a week or less. Accept no excuses for delays. This is a really important thing. Next, tackle the items that score two. Same process, just rinse and repeat. And once you've got no processes now that score higher than one, now it's time to install teams to keep a watchful eye on ways to drive that friction down even further. This is a permanent business operation. This is not a fad that you're going to move past. Make sure that the company knows that this is now going to be a permanent fixture in our operation from now on. We are going to constantly be scrutinizing the friction that our customers are involved in. Weekly, you and your team should question everything that impacts customers and find ways to make that experience for them more pleasurable, more enjoyable, more worth talking about in a good way. Weekly, you and your leadership team should do the same thing with everything that impacts employees. And if you're not doing it, you're making a huge mistake. Yep, you can do it, but I'm telling you, if you'd like to be world-class, if you'd like to be best in class, this is going to be some of the most exciting work that you will ever do. It will also improve your revenues, your profitability, and it will help cure your challenge to find great people to help you. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Today's episode was brought to you by thepeeradvantage.com. Visit thepeeradvantage.com if you are a U.S.-based small business owner. This is an online peer advisory group. It's a terrific resource to help you build, grow your business, grow your leadership, and grow your personal life. You can find all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. That's thepeer, P-E-E-R, advantage.com. Lord willing, I will see you on Wednesday.